This devotion I called Stop, Smell This Flower. We had a very relaxing weekend, one long overdue. We just sat around and enjoyed each other's company. We called for takeout food and curled up in front of the TV with an old video. This is a very special video made of several reels of tape that was filmed by my father. We put several years of our lives and the lives of our children growing up into one long playing video. We watched each other and how we had such a great time with simple things like making homemade ice cream. We saw ourselves doing ordinary things, enjoying the beach, running in a field, playing dress up, and visiting Grandma and Grandpa. One thing stands out in my mind about this whole video of two of our little girls. Cammie, our oldest, was 3.5 years, and Lori was 18 months. They were in my mother's flower garden. They walked down the sidewalk and smelled each flower growing along the path. Cammie, who talked before she walked, told Lori, as Lori toddled along, "Stop! Smell this flower." This was a very pleasant reminder to me, coming from the mouth of a baby, to enjoy this moment. Savor it. It smells so good. I should take notice of all these special moments and enjoy them. Life as we know it here only happens once. So I choose to make it an enjoyable journey. And now I stop and smell this flower. I really enjoyed the video and am so thankful that my father recorded it. Our Heavenly Father wants us to stop and smell His flower. He has given us Jesus, His aroma to the world. I am so thankful that He allowed me to be born and gave me many opportunities to stop and smell His flower. His flower is the rose of Sharon, expressing Himself through us, compelling others to smell God's flower too. 2 Corinthians 2:16. Jesus enjoyed the journey here on earth. He belonged to a family with a mother and father, brothers and sisters. He did ordinary things like walking the shore of Galilee and enjoyed the friendships of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. He taught school in the synagogues. He made furniture with his bare hands. He went fishing and cooked breakfast on the beach for his loved ones. He asked Peter, "Do you love me, Peter?" Peter said, "Yes, Lord, I love you." Jesus asked him this two more times, John 21:12-17. I believe that He wants to ask us today, even in our situations in life that we think are regular and mundane, to stop what we are doing and smell this flower. He wants us to savor the moment. Tell someone about Him so they can stop and smell God's flower too. He is such a close friend. This rose of Sharon is potted in my heart. Stop, smell this flower. Father, thank you for giving us, Jesus, the sweet-smelling aroma of you. Your smell draws us to you. We ask you to give us opportunities to let others smell your rose of Sharon, the fragrance of life. Song of Solomon 2:1. All glory to Jesus.